and what it meant to him, and how much it must have torn apart the band, and how difficult it was for them to write. It's sort of like the peak of emo, I suppose, and that's sort of what I got out of many things. I got out of that essay. Before that, Gym Class Heroes with Cupid's Chokehold, featuring Patrick Stump. And then it was The Weeknd with Kiss Land. So he has an essay all about The Weeknd. And so he went to go see him live. I think this is before the big monster hits that were winning him all those Grammys. And, you know, he was up on stage, and there was a video behind the stage that was showing, like, this graphic porn, and which is actually what the video is as well, you know, with some censoring. But I don't think there was a lot of censoring going on in the live show. And it was just a whole essay that Hanif wrote about, you know, love without sex, and just sort of being a voyeur, or just everything that was sort of not having any kind of physical contact. And that was a fascinating read as well. And Vic Mensa with Kanye West started off our set with You Mad. It was a single released in 15. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So what we're doing here is this is second and two-part series of shows devoted to Hanif Abdurraqib's essay collection called They Can't Kill Us Until They Kill Us. It was great, a fun read, a lot of good references to music, so I like that. Gives me show ideas in case things go dry. I don't think this is going to last the whole show. It's not going to be 2 hours. The other one was 2 hours. This one, not that I'm leaving early, but necessarily at some point I'll switch to other songs. Anyway, but not yet. This one coming up from the band Reliant K, Be My Escape from 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Shares my fate. This one last bullet you mentioned, it's my one last shot of redemption. 'Cause I know to live you must give your life away. And I've been housing all this doubt and insecurity. Now I've been locked inside that house. All the while you hold the key. Now I've been dying to get out, and that might be the death of me. And even though there's no way of knowing where to go, I promise I'm going, because stuck inside this rut that I fell into by mistake. I gotta get out of here. And I'm begging you, I'm begging you, I'm begging you to be my escape. Giving up on doing this alone now, 'cause I failed and I'm ready to be shown now. You told me the way and now I'm trying to get there. And this life sentence that I'm serving, I admit that I'm every bit deserving. But the beauty of grace is that it makes life not fair. I've been housing all this doubt and insecurity. Now I've been locked inside that house. All the while you hold the key. Now I've been dying to get out, and that might be the death of me. And even though there's no way of knowing where to go, I promise I'm going, because I gotta get out of here. 'Cause I'm afraid that this complacency is something I can't shake. Insecurity, and I've been locked inside that house. All the while you hold the key, and I've been dying to get out. That might be the death of me. And even though there's no way of knowing where to go, I promise I'm going, because I gotta get out of here. I'm stuck inside this rut that I fell into by mistake. I gotta get out of here. And I'm begging you, I'm begging you, I'm begging you to be my escape.
I fought you for so long, I should have let you in. Oh, how we regret those things we do. And all I was trying to do was save my own skin. But so are you. Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Try to dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all
say.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Thank you. when you get a face. It's fascinating to observe what the mirror does, but when I dine it for the wall that I've set a place, I belong to the blank generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. Take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
Some people watch, some people pray, but even lights can fade away. Some people hope, some people pay, but why we have to stay? 'Cause even here, rose gets the blues. The heart. Thank you.
91.5 Medford, WMFO, 1,000 points of light. Thanks for listening. That, of course, another one from My Chemical Romance, Fake Your Death. Prior to that, Richard Hell and the Voidoids with Blank Generation. The Weeknd, another one from him, The Wanderlust, from the same record, Kiss Land. And it was The Who's My Generation. This is kind of an extended set. I don't know what's going on. From the Who's Better is Who's Best. It was Reliant K with Be My Escape from starting things off. That was a bit much, really, that Reliant K song. Anyway, so The Who and, yes, that set was a little all over the place. We had The Who and Richard Hell in there. So, you know, those songs both referenced in essays written that Hanif wrote about, you know, capturing the zeitgeist of a generation in a song and being sort of like not super optimistic about it, as you might say. Sort of looking at it and sort of saying, you know, screw everything as we move forward. Kind of like casting everything aside and going full bore ahead. That's sort of what I got out of what he was writing about. And you know, that we can break that down even further, but I don't think you're tuning into this show for that. And The Weeknd, of course, more of him. And My Chemical Romance. So, I mean, it was just so important, really, that we get two songs from My Chemical Romance and also two from this artist here from Future. This is Dirty Sprite. And then after that, we're going to play the last track from the Hanif that's to be inspired by the Hanif Abdurraqib essay collection, They Can't Kill Us Until They Kill Us. This is, they're a little like vignettes, one-page little vignettes referencing the Marvin Gaye national anthem at the 1983 NBA All-Star Game. It was just, it's such a moving version, and just knowing what happens to him immediately after, it's kind of made a big impression on Hanif and on many of us. So we're going to end that part of the show with that song. All right, here's Future. Before we get to that, another one from Future. This is Dirty Sprite 2, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Mike Wilmer.
Yeah. Let's sip up. This some Dirty Sprite. The anthem. I'm on that Pimp C. I'm on that DJ Screw. I'm on that Big Hawk. I don't know what to do. Pull up a 3 or 4. My Sprite so dirty, fool. My bitch remind me all the time.
That drink will kill you.
1, 2 cups, keep my eyes cool. 3 or 4 zips, have me leaning like a fool.
Purple Sprite on top of ice, I'm rocking ice on Dirty Sprite. I feel real nice to be precise, my jewelry on high as a kite. I'm Space Cadet, I drink a chick, I spit a chick. I must respect for Pimpsy bitch. Oh my bitch say, oh I'm on purpose shit. My purpose stuff stay in my cup, got drink on me, I pull me up. Texas all got me spoiled, red and yellow.
I'm on that Pimpsy, I'm on that DJ Screw. I'm on that Big Hawk, I don't know what to do. Pull up a 3 or 4, my Sprite so dirty, fool. My bitch remind me all the time.
That drink will kill you.
I wake up leaning from last night. I drink my lean for breakfast. I'm on that Waffle House pimp. R.I.P. to Chet Butler. I got my favorite drink with me. It tastes just like some Kool-Aid. Pull me up a 3 or 4. Gon' have me leaning sideways. La Mexico, the screwed up kit. We been leaning always. Drinking always. Drinking tall cups. I don't give a fuck.
I'm screwed up.
I'm trued up with 2 cups. They shook up with Dirty Sprite. Put me up to scene. Can't get enough till I OD.
You know what's
I'm on that pimp. I'm on that DJ Screw. I'm on that Big Hawk. I don't know what to do. Pull up a 3 or 4. My Sprite so dirty, fool. My bitch remind me all the time.
That drink will kill you.
I'm moving slow, the lights ain't bright as they supposed to be. My eyes heavy.
See what happened when you fuck with me.
I think I lost my heartbeat for a second and a half. I'm on that Easter pink flavor,
Dirty Sprite flash.
My ice in my cup filled up to the brim.
Drink University.
The teacher was a pimp.
Church
Tabernacle, sipping coffee like a pastor. 2 cups filled with lean.
This some Dirty Sprite, though.
I'm on that Pimp C. I'm on that DJ Screw. I'm on that Big Hawk. I don't know what to do. Pull up a 3 or 4. My Sprite so dirty, fool. My bitch remind me all the time.
That drink will kill you.
Can you see? what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright
it's truly amazing. I'm sorry I have to jump in. Really, I mean, you don't see any other artists doing a version of the national anthem like that, like ever, really. Incredible. And, you know, also in the book, in the essay collection, there was talk about how a friend of his had heard him. You know, he was murdered shortly thereafter by his father. He was shot by his father. And there was a friend in the house who had heard the gunshot and didn't think it was a gunshot. And, you know, Marvin Gaye was, like, dying there while his friend was not doing anything. And then finally he went up to check on him. And he spoke to Marvin, you know, as he was, you know, passing out and just before he passed. And he was like, you know, it's okay. It's fine. I've given all I have to give. I've done everything I can. And, you know, he's just a beautiful artist. And he had a lot of political ambition, certainly, in trying to communicate through that, trying to communicate that through his music. So it was very appropriate for Hanif to write about him. And it sort of and it worked in well with the book and how it was constructed. So anyway, all right, just wanted to jump in on and mention that. We're going to get back to the music right now. This is going to be a track from, a track from Razor Light. This is Golden Touch, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I know a girl with a golden touch. She's got enough, she's got too much. You could have it all if it matters so much. But then all is how to put you down when you're there, they're your friend. But then when you're not around, they say, oh, she has changed. You know what they mean? Well, they mean they're just jealous because they never do the things they wish that they could do so well. You could have it all if you wanted it. You could have it all if it matters to you.
the things that they wish that they could do so well. I saw my girl with the golden touch. Give them a taste, but not too much.
1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's the Dead Boys with All This and More from Young, Loud, and Snotty. I think that was the only record they put out, I think. I'm not sure. Before that, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers with All By Myself. That was from the Lost 77 mixes of LAMF. I'm not really sure what that really is. Sounds like something that was released posthumously. Flamin' Groovies with Don't Put Me On from At Full Speed. And Razorlight, Golden Touch from Up All Night, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. So thanks for hanging out with me here as we're finishing up the show in the other half, it's more than half. It was like an hour and a half of great stuff inspired by Hanif Abdurraqib, and now I'm putting in other stuff from that was in my Shazam history. Hey, it's good stuff, though. I mean, it's like you get inspired. You're listening to something, you pull out your phone, you start the Shazam app, and, you know, if it works, you get some good songs. All right, anyway, up next, Dennis from Blondie, 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
I got a crush on you, Denise. lying awake, your bated breath charging the air. I like the touch and the smell of all the pretty dresses you wear.
Alright, 1,000 Points of Ice, WMFO. Underneath, of course, we have Peter Gabriel's An Intruder from his self-titled record. That's the third one. We're going to call that Face Melting. I think that's how it's properly called, or not properly, but by the Gabriel fans all over the world. And prior to that, we had Tough Darts with Fun City. Mink DeVille's Rolene, and I may have mispronounced the name of that Blondie song. I believe it was Denis. I think I may have said Dennis. We'll have to check the we'll check the audio. I'll get back to you on that. I'll issue a full retraction. All right, but the last song of the night is going to be Gary Numan and M.E. This is from the Pleasure Principle Live, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I'll see you next week.